He grew up on a farm in Missouri.
他在密苏里的一个农庄上面长大。
He was dirt poor.
他非常的穷苦。
And he was the son of a Baptist pastor.
他是一个浸信会牧师的儿子。
But he became extremely rich by becoming the CEO of the seventh largest company in America.
后来他变得非常的富有，他成为第七大公司的一个总裁。
Even in the height of his success, he was active in his Baptist church.
在他事业最成功的时候呢，他在教会里面还非常的活跃。
He was admired by his corporate and for his corporate and religious success.
因为他在事业上以及在教会里面的成就呢，他被许多人所推崇。
But on May 25, 2006, Ken Lay was found guilty of six counts of fraud and conspiracy for his involvement in the Enron accounting scandal.
但是在2006年5月25日的时候呢，King Lay 呢，他因为卷入伊朗公司的财会的丑闻呢，他被发现有欺诈，还有做违法的事情呢，有六项被定罪。
Prosecutors say that in the final months that he lied about the health of Enron.
检察官说，在最后的几个月呢，他还对伊朗的经济的状况的运转的状况撒谎。
5 months.Before the scandal broke out, he told his employees that our liquidity is fine.
甚至在他们这个公司这个丑闻发生的五个月以前呢，他还告诉他的同工、他的员工说，他们公司的运营经济状况很好。
As a matter of fact, it's more than fine; it is strong.
他甚至还说，不仅而且是非常非常的好。
But it really was not fine.
但事实上呢，是很糟的。
According to one report, the scandal caused the average Enron employee to lose about $55,000 in retirement benefits and $135,000 in stock.
根据有报道说呢，他们这样子的公司的所带来的对员工呢，一般的员工带来55,000的退休的损失，还有他们损失135,000的股票上面。
Can you imagine the heartache that these employees must have had to discover that the money that they were expecting for retirement was not there?
所以你可以想象吗？这些员工们当他们知道他们本来应得的钱反而被失去了，他们心里是多么的难过。
So how could a church-going Christian have gotten involved in such a horrible scandal?
你可以想象吗？这个就是在教会里面非常活跃的人，怎么会参与了这样子的一个丑闻呢？
Well, why was there such a disconnect between what happened in church and what was happening in his job?
为什么在有这么大一个脱节，在教会里面所做的事情和在工作上所做的事情有这么大的一个脱节？
But it's not just the Enron scandal.
当然不仅仅只有这个Enron 这个丑闻。
You've heard of many other scandals too.
当然也有很多的丑闻。
The deacon who leaves his wife for his secretary.
我们听说有执事他离开他的妻子去跟他的秘书好了。
The kid who grows up in church and then leaves the faith when he goes off to college.
孩子们在教会里面长大，但是当他们进入大学以后呢，他们就放弃了他们的信仰。
The preacher's kid who gets involved in a gang.
这个牧师的孩子呢，他竟然参加了不好的团伙。
At one point, they all seemed so good, but at another point, they turned out so bad.
好像看起来开始的时候很好，但是结果是这么的糟糕。
So what happened?
到底发生了什么？
Jim Collins is a business author.
Jim Collins 呢，他是一个写商业畅销书的一个作家。
His reflections on the Enron scandal gives us some valuable lessons about how good people turn out bad.
他对伊朗的这个丑闻的上面的反思呢，也让我们可以看思考为什么为什么开始的时候人为什么事情会变得这么糟糕。
He writes, some business executives were people who in the presence of an opportunity to behave differently, got drawn into one step after another.
他写到当公司的主管有机会从中做一些手脚的时候呢，他们就越来越慢慢的越陷越深。
Pia told them 10 years before, hey, let's cook the books and let's all get rich.
如果你在十年以前你这样跟他们说，说让我们来做假账吧，这样我们都会变得很富有，很有钱。
They never would have gone along with it.
他们肯定不会同意。
But that's rarely how most people get drawn into activities that they later regret.
但是其实这并不是绝大多数人会这样子一下子就陷进去的。
When you start at point A, it seems inconceivable to go all the to jump all the way to point Z.
如果从开始第一个 A 的这个步骤呢，你一下跳到Z的步骤呢，看来是不可能的。
If step Z involves something that is a total breach of your values.
如果这个Z这个步骤呢，是完全违背了你的道德观念价值的。
But if you go from point A to point B.
但是如果你从A步骤呢到B步骤，
and then from point B to point C，
然后到从B再到C，
and then from point C to point D，
然后呢再从C步骤到D的时候，
then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to discover that you're at point Y。
但是有一天呢，当你醒来的时候，你就发现你已经到了一个Y这个步骤。
And if you got to point Y, it's not that hard to make it to point C。
当你已经到了Y这个步骤的时候，当然就不到Z是很容易的。
In other words, they didn't leap from point A to point Z.
换句话说呢，他们并不是从A一下就跳到Z这个步骤。
Instead, they just took baby steps from point A to point B to point C and finally to point Z.
相反呢，他们就是从这个A的步骤一点一点到B到C，然后最后到Z这个步骤。
And then they did something that caused so much shame.
他们做这样的事情呢，带来这么大的羞辱。
So the secret to keep from getting to point Z is to never take step into point B.
当然，如果你要想避免到Z这个步骤的话呢，那你就不要跨到B这个步骤。
Because you'll never make it to step Z if you never make it to step B.
当然，如果你没有到B的话，你肯定不会到Z.
But perhaps you say, Pastor Paul, you don't have to worry about me.
也许你会说，泡牧师，你不用为我担心。
I would never get involved in a bad scandal.
我肯定不会卷入这个不好的丑闻当中。
But remember what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 10, verse 12.
使徒保罗呢，在哥林多前书10章12节，他这样说。
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
You're kidding yourself if you think that you'll never take the fall into a major scandal.
你可能，如果你认为你不会跌倒，不会卷入丑闻呢，可能是你是自己欺骗自己。
Something that could bring shame to yourself.
可以给你自己带来羞辱。
Shame to your family.
为你的家庭带来羞辱。
Shame to your church.
为你的教会带来羞辱。
And shame to God.
给神带来羞辱。
The truth is that inside of each person is the possibility of a big scandal.
我们知道，其实，在我们每个人的内心呢，都有可能犯很大的错误。
Now, it's pretty easy to remain faithful to God inside these four walls in this church building.
当在教会里的这个四面墙里面的时候呢，我们很容易对神保持忠心。
You're surrounded by people who support your desire to remain faithful.
因为你周围的人呢，都会支持你，使你可以对神忠心。
It's hard to remain faithful outside these four walls.
当你走向社会，走出去的时候呢，你就很难对神忠心。
It's hard to remain faithful when your boss wants you to take a few business ethic shortcuts.
当你的老板让你做一些违背常理的事情的时候，你可能就很难保持忠心。
It's hard to remain faithful when your friend's language is a little bit too colorful.
当你的朋友会说一些不好听的话的时候，你也会很，你也很难保持对神的忠心。
It's hard to remain faithful when you have to cheat to stay up with the curve.
当你不得不使用一些手段来迎合潮流的时候，你也很难对神忠心。
At first, it bothers your conscience.
开始的时候，可能你的良心会受到一些谴责。
But we learn to ignore that persistent voice.
但是后来我们就学会了，就是逃避这样子声音。
Until we wake up someday, and it's really not that hard to do something that's pretty bad.
有一天我们醒来以后，我们发现，做坏事没有那么难。
So we need to learn to be faithful in small things, so that we can keep from falling into the big things.
所以我们来要学习怎么样在小的事情上有忠心，对神有忠心，这样我们在大事上就不会跌倒。
We learn how to be faithful in small things by taking a look at the life of the prophet Daniel.
我们来学习在小事上有忠心呢，我们可以从但以理身上来学习这个道理。
You can find Daniel's story in the book of Daniel, which is in the Old Testament.
但以理的故事呢，在旧约圣经的但以理书。
He was faithful in the small things in the midst of the real world.
他在现实的生活里面，他对神在小事上对神还是有忠心。
So let's pick up the story in Daniel chapter 1 verses 1 through 8.
所以我们来看一下但以理书从第一章一到八节先来看。
She'll read it in Chinese, and you can follow along in the English on the script.
我现在来读中文。犹大王约敬亚在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约敬亚，并神殿中器皿的几分，交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙中，放在他神的库中。王吩咐太监长亚施比拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米沙，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Daniel and his friends were taken away from their safe, conducive environment of Israel, and they were thrown into a pagan school.
但以理和他的朋友呢，被带出了这个以色列，然后把他们带进了这样一个有泛神论的一个地方。
It's a place where faithfulness to God was not important.
在那个地方呢，对神忠心呢并不重要。
Instead, only faithfulness to the king was important.
只有对王忠心才重要。
It's drilled into their heads that they were the most important thing was to please their king.
在他们脑海中根深蒂固的就是要让王讨王欢心。
And as they were, and so they were rewarded, or they were promised great rewards if they pleased the king.
如果他们可以讨王欢心的话呢，他们就会得奖赏。
And they were threatened with great punishment if they did not.
如果他们让王生气的话呢，他们就会受到惩罚。
It may sound a little bit like your job or your school.
可能在你的工作中和学校的时候也听到这样的情况。
But these places, usually most people are not that concerned about you remaining faithful to God.
在这些地方呢，人们可能对你的在你对神忠心这件事上呢并不关心。
Instead, they are more concerned about whether you are a success in their eyes.
反而他们更关心的是在他们眼中你是不是成功。
So Daniel and his friends would face many tests in their new school in regards to their faithfulness to God.
所以戴伊里和他的朋友在这个新的这个环境中呢，他们要面对很多挑战，来看看他们对神是不是忠心。
The first test of their faithfulness came when they were offered unkosher food.
第一个检验呢，就是他们要吃那些不洁净的食物。
You see, the law of Moses made it very clear that the Israelites were not supposed to eat certain types of food.
摩西律法讲得很清楚，说以色列人他们有一些食物是不能吃的。
For example, in Leviticus 11, verse 4, the Lord said, There are some animals that only chew the cud or only have a split foot, but you must not eat them.
在利未记11章4节这样说，有一些动物，特别是那些倒嚼的和分蹄的，是不能吃的。
For example, the Lord told the Jews not to eat pigs.
比如说呢，神就告诉犹太人呢，他们是不能吃猪肉的。
Daniel could have thought to himself, like, it's not really that bad of a thing if I should just eat this pork chop.
但伊里他可能他可以这样想说，我吃点猪肉可能也没有什么。But
Daniel knew that it would be wrong for him to eat unkosher food.
但是但伊里他非常的清楚，是不能吃猪肉的。So
Daniel needed to make a choice.
所以呢，但伊里他要做出选择。
Would he compromise in this small area?
他是在小的地方妥协呢？
Or would he actually remain faithful even in this small area?
还是他选择呢？甚至即使在小的事情上也要忠心。
Daniel chose to be faithful in the small things.
但以理他选择在小的事情上，他也要对神忠心。
Because he knew that in order to be faithful in the big things, you must first have the strength to be faithful in the small things.
因为但以理非常清楚，你只有在小事上对神有忠心，在大事上才对，也才能对神有忠心。But
how did Daniel remain faithful in the small things?
但以理他怎么样才能在小的事情上对神有忠心呢？
The next four verses reveals four things that he did.
在下面的四节经文中呢，就是说了他是怎么样做的。
First thing can be found in verse 8.
第一件事情呢，就是可以在经文第八节讲到。
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine.
但以理立志不以王的膳和王的酒玷污自己。
First thing that Daniel did was that he made a commitment ahead of time to be faithful.
第一件事呢，但以理他选择要对神忠心。
Sometimes we want to wait until the temptation comes along to decide the options.
很多时候我们呢不愿意下决定，只有当诱惑来的时候呢，我们要看一看。
When I was a pastor in Colorado, I had a discipleship group of middle school boys.
在科罗拉多，我带领一群中学生做门徒训练的时候。
One time I asked them if they were ready to make a commitment to keep themselves pure for marriage.
我问他们，他们愿不愿意下决心说，在他们结婚以前要保持纯洁。
They told me that they were not ready to make that commitment.
他们说他们还没有决定要做这样子的决定。
And since then, I know that some of them lost their virginity before they got married.
后来我就知道有一些人他们在结婚以前他们就失去了他们的贞洁。
And part of their problem was that they were unwilling to determine ahead of time to keep themselves pure.
他们失败的一个原因呢，就是他们不愿意首先就下定决心要在结婚以前保持纯洁。
But Daniel was different.
但是但以理他是不同的。
And since Daniel determined ahead of time to be faithful to God, he remained faithful to God even in the big things.
但以理他做的决定就是他首先就是下决心要在对神忠心。
He remained faithful even when compromise seemed more attractive.
他甚至在好像妥协看起来很容易的时候，他还是选择向神忠心。
See, one day Daniel had to make a decision.
有一天呢，就是但以理他要做决定的。
Would he eat the pork chop and make the king happy?
他是要吃猪肉让王开心呢？
Or would he make the, or would he ask for the vegetarian option and make the king unhappy?
还是说他要保持他要只吃蔬菜，是让不要讨王的喜悦？
To the average person, the first option seemed a lot more attractive.
我们看对一般的人说呢，第一个选择更有吸引力。
Enjoy pork chop and make the king happy.
就享用这个猪肉吧，然后让王也会很开心。
Miss out on a pork chop and make the king unhappy.
但另外一个选择就是你不吃猪肉这样王也不会高兴。
Which would you do if you were in his shoes?
如果是你的话，你会选择哪个？
You see, are you willing to make a commitment ahead of time to be faithful to God, even when the alternative seems a lot more attractive?
你是愿意这样立志，就说委身于神。当别的东西更有诱惑力吗？
See, even when before you accept a job, are you willing to make a commitment that you are not going to compromise your business ethics, even if you would end up not receiving a promotion or even getting fired because of your high standards?
当你选择要接受这个工作的时候，你是否就已经下定了决心，就说不要做违背常理的事情？甚至可能如果你不做这样的事情的话，可能你会丧失了升迁的机会。
Or before you sit down and take a look at the internet, are you willing to make a commitment ahead of time not to look at any inappropriate websites, even if it keeps you from experiencing some thrills?
当你面对计算机的时候，你是不是就是提前就已经下定决心，就说不看那些不好的网站网页虽然这也意味着你会失去一些有趣的刺激。
It's better to make a commitment ahead of time when you're thinking logically than when you are actually in the midst of the temptation and are thinking more with your emotions.
当你非常可以很理智很清楚的时候，你就是不是愿意下定这个决心说委身于神？还是说你到后来你有诱惑的时候，你不能认真判断的时候，你才做决定。
Since Daniel made a commitment ahead of time, he was also able to remain faithful to God even when he was in the minority.
所以我们看到但以理他就是预先就是下定心志要对神忠心，甚至这也意味着他只代表了少数的人。
Must have been tempting for Daniel to think, hey, everybody else is eating the pork chops, why can't I?
但以理他也是有这样子诱惑，会看到别人都吃猪肉，为什么我不吃呢？
But instead of sinking to the crowd's standards, he actually rose above the crowd's standards.
他没有陷入这些世界上的一些标准，反而他进入超越那些世界上的标准。
Are you willing to remain faithful to God even if everybody else is not?
当别的人都无所谓的时候，你还愿意不愿意委身于神呢？对神忠心呢？
For example, are you willing to make a commitment that if you hear somebody making fun of another person, that you're not going to join in with them, even if that makes them think that you're not part of the gang?
当你看到别人在跟另外的人嘲笑别人的时候，你就愿不愿意就说不跟他们一样？这可能也意味着他们会排斥你，或者不把你当作朋友。
Are you willing to make a commitment to attend worship service every Sunday, even when some of your friends might be skipping out?
也许如果你的朋友他们不来参加主日崇拜，那你是不是还愿意下定决心每个星期天都来参加主日崇拜？
See, the second thing that Daniel did to remain faithful to God in the small things can be found in verses 8 through 10.
在第八到第十节呢，我们可以看到但以理他保持对神的忠心所做的第二个方面。
Daniel asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young man your age? The king would then have my head because of you.
但以理却立志不以王的善和王的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩，受怜悯。太监长对但以理说：“我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食。倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。”
Daniel was able to remain faithful in the small things because he was willing to take the risk of being faithful.
但以理他在小事上忠心，他就是选择，即使要有面对危险，他也要选择忠心。
Imagine the guts that Daniel must have had to be willing to take the risk to ask the king's servant not for permission not to defile himself with the king's food.
所以我们看到太监长是非常有这样子胆量，可以请求太监长让他们允许他们不吃王的不饮王的酒，不用王的膳，他要付出很大的胆量。Yeah,
no guarantee how the servant would respond.
你也不知道太监长会怎么样回应。
Must have thought that the best case scenario is that the servant would laugh at him in his face for asking for something that seems so stupid.
可能一种状况呢，就太监长可能会嘲笑他，笑他会提这样子的问题，这样的请求。
Worst case scenario is that he could have been severely punished.
但是可能呢，他也会受到因这样的请求，他会受到大的惩罚。
But Daniel took the risk because he was more concerned about pleasing God than he was about keeping himself safe.
但以理他宁愿面对有危险，他也要选择对神忠心。
The same way, when the going gets tough, we need to have the guts to remain faithful to God even when it is dangerous.
对我们来讲也是，当情况好像有这样子潮流的时候，但是我们也要选择，就是有胆量，就说要下定决心对神忠心。
Now we're probably not going to risk our lives.
可能我们不会因为这样子会冒险我们的生命。
But we could risk something else.
但是我们可能会失掉别的东西。
For example, would you have the guts to tell your boss you will not bend the numbers, even if that means that you would get fired?
当你要有勇气的对你的老板说，你不会来编造数据。 可能这也意味着你会被解雇。
Or would you have the guts to tell your friends that you will not allow them to cheat on your home on their homework, even if that means that they're going to reject you as a friend?
可能你也会面对这样子的挑战，说对你的朋友说不能让他们抄袭作业，这可能意味着他们你就会失去这些朋友。
See, to be faithful to God is not always comfortable, and it's not always fun.
当我们要选择对神忠心的时候，并不总是一切都顺利。
Sometimes it's going to mean that you're going to make some pretty extreme sacrifices.
很多时候这也意味着说你要丧失一些东西。
The third thing that Daniel did to remain faithful to God in the small things can be found in verses 11 through 13.
第十一节到第十三节呢，我们也可以看到但以理所做的，他所表现出他对神的忠心。
Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see.
但以理对太监长所管理但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚沙利亚的委办说：“求你试试仆人们10天，给我们素菜吃、白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王膳那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的， 就照你所看的待仆人吧，委办便允用他们这件事，试看他们十天。
Third thing that Daniel did to remain faithful to God in the small things was that he remained faithful with some friends.
第三个呢，就是但以理他对神表示忠心呢，就是他对他的朋友也表示也是表示跟他的朋友也表示有忠心的在一起。
Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah later had their names changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利和亚沙利亚，他们名字呢，后来改为伯提沙撒、沙德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥。
There were three. There were Daniel's three accountability partners and three amigos.
他是但以理的三个非常可以信靠的朋友。
And later, they made it easier for him to remain faithful to God because they were remaining faithful with him.
他们彼此都非常的忠心，彼此扶持，这样子呢，也帮助但以理后来可以对神表示忠，保持忠诚。
For example, imagine if Daniel had said, "Guys, I think it's okay for me at least just take one little bite of this pork chop. You know, won't really matter that much."
想一想，如果但以理对他的朋友就说，我们只吃一口猪肉，可能也没有什么，那他这个三个朋友会怎么样？
One of the other guys might say something like, "You better not take a bite out of that pork chop, or I'll make a pork chop out of you."
他可能那他的朋友可能就会说，你最好不要吃那个猪肉。否则的话，我也会把你变成那个猪肉块。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, King Solomon writes, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. Cord of three strands is not quickly broken."
在传道书四章九到十二节这样说，两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伙；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？若有人攻胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Imagine that a young man has a burden for the Asian American, for the guys in the Asian American fraternity.
如果有一个年轻的人呢，他对有一个兄弟会，他有负担。
So he decides to join the fraternity to help these young men come to the Lord.
他决定呢要加入这个兄弟会呢，可以帮助这些男孩子们可以认识神。
But how can he make sure that he actually changes the fraternity instead of the fraternity changing him?
但是他怎么能够知道他可以改变这个兄弟会，而不是他被兄弟会所改变？
Because I've known some young men who had good intentions to do that, and they actually ended up becoming drunk and actually letting the fraternity change him.
我知道有这样子年轻人，他虽然有这样子的好心，但是他反而被这个兄弟会所影响，酗酒，造成很不好的影响。
It'd be a lot better for him to join with some Christian brothers.
更好的办法呢，他就是和几个弟兄们一起去。
Then they could hold each other accountable to be positive testimonies and to stay away from drinking alcohol or doing some other wild activities.
他们这样子就可以彼此扶持，这样子他们就可以抵住那些酗酒或者是参加不好的活动。
Do you have a passion in your heart that you want to keep yourself from being defiled?
你有这样子的愿望和决心，就说不以王的膳和酒来玷污自己吗？
Perhaps you want to keep yourself from being defiled by pornography or by gossip or by wasting your time with playing video games.
可能你可以这样下决心，就说不去看那些不好的网站啊，不去啊说闲话，或者说打游戏浪费很多的时间。你可以下定这样子的决心，决心不玷污自己。
Then ask about one to three other Christians to hold you accountable.
你可以请另外的一到三个弟兄姐妹来帮助你。
Meet together on a weekly basis.
这样你们每个星期都可以聚在一起。
Report to each other how you're doing.
来向大家说一下你这个星期做的对这几件事做的怎么样。
And make sure you don't shade the truth.
你要保证你要说真话。
Fourth thing that Daniel did to remain faithful to God in the small things can be found in verses 14 through 15.
第三个 Daniel 他但以理他保持对神的忠心呢，可以在十四和十五节找到。
So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead.
韦半便允准他们这件事，试看他们十天。过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王膳的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖，于是韦半撤去派他们用的膳，饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。
In order to remain faithful to God in the small things, Daniel made a commitment to keep on keeping on being faithful.
第四件但以理他做的事情就是他要坚持，再坚持对神的忠心。
Imagine it probably wasn't that hard to remain for Daniel to remain a vegetarian for the first few hours that he made that commitment.
可能呢，但以理他在开始的几个小时他只吃素食呢，对他没有什么。
Maybe it wasn't even hard after the first day.
可能一天以后呢，也没有什么。
But after the novelty wore out, and after the pork chops started to smell so good, and imagine the vegetables started to taste so bland, you have to think that he must have been tempted to compromise.
但是当那个猪肉看着越来越诱人，但那个素食呢也越来越没味道的时候，你觉得他们会怎么样？
But Daniel and his friends decided to remain faithful even after the test of time went on and on and on.
但是但以理和他朋友，他就是选择始终对神保持忠心。
In fact, they remained faithful even unto death.
他们甚至到死都对神忠心。
And that's what we need to do.
这也是我们应该做的。
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, the Apostle Paul writes, Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以在哥林多前书十五章五十八节这样说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道我们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
See, it's the spiritual life is not just, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
我们知道我们在属灵上不是短跑，而是是马拉松跑。
And we need to remain faithful to God even when the novelty wears off.
我们要始终对神保持忠心。
But what are the results of remaining faithful to the Lord in the small things?
我们对在小事上对神保持忠心有什么样的果效呢？
What does the Lord do for us to make sure that our labor is not in vain?
那神我们的徒劳，我们所的劳苦不是徒劳的，那神对我们都做了什么？
Let's take a look at Daniel's life to find out the two things that will happen.
我们来再看一看但以理的生活呢，来看发生了两件什么样的事情。
The first thing is found in verses 17 through 23.
在第十七节和第十七节到二十三节有这样的事。
I'll ask Xiaohong to read it in Chinese and the rest of us can read it along in English on the screen.
我来读中文。这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了， 太监长就把他们带到王面前，王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚沙利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。王拷问他们一切事，见他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到塞鲁士王元年，但以理还在。
Since Daniel and his three friends remained faithful to God in the small things, God rewarded them for being faithful.
但以理和他的朋友对神忠心，神就奖赏他们。
He gave them good health. He helped them succeed academically. And as a result, the king found them to be 10 times wiser than their peers.
神赐给他们健康的身体，而且让他们学识上通达。他们的智慧甚至比其他的人都要高出十倍。
As a result, the king promoted them and gave them higher positions of leadership than their peers.
因此呢，王就提升给他们好的位置。
So does that mean that every time that you remain faithful to God, that God is going to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise?
这就也意味着说，当我们对神在小事上忠心的时候，我们也会有好的健康。有财富也聪明吗
？Maybe.
可能会这样。
Those people who live a lifestyle of purity tend to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser than those who live a lifestyle of promiscuity or drunkenness.
当我们在保持一个好的生活方式的时候，我们也可以有好的身体，有健康，有财富，还有聪明智慧，比那些放荡饮酒的人要好得多。
But on the other hand, sometimes when you remain faithful to God, you actually get deadly diseases, or you could end up getting worse grades, or you could actually, end up not getting what you're hoping.
但是我们有的时候也发现，虽然我们在小事上，我们对神是忠心的，但是我们在现实生活中也会生病，也会成绩考不好，也会有不好的事情发生。
For example, because of Daniel's obedience, he was thrown into the lion's den.
比如说但以理，因为他对神的顺服呢，他后来被扔进狮子坑里。
Because of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's faithfulness, they were thrown in a fiery furnace.
因为也是因为他三个朋友对神的忠心呢，后来他们反而被扔进火炉里。
But so actually, when you're faithful to God, things in the short run might get worse.
虽然从短暂的讲呢，很多有些时候我们会遇到很不好的事情。
So what is the reward to remain faithful to God in the small things?
那对神忠心，神对我们的奖赏是什么
？Take a look at Matthew chapter 25 verse 23.
我们可以在马太福音25:23看到。
You're faithful to God in the small things. One day at the judgment seat in heaven, you will hear the Lord say to you.Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
If you remain faithful to God on earth, you will be rewarded by God in heaven.
如果你在世上对神有忠心的话，将来在天上有赏赐。
You'll be given great honor and experience great happiness.
你就会经历神要赐给你的莫大的喜乐。
So how about you?
那你是怎么样呢
？Are you willing to make a commitment to be faithful in the small things?
你愿意向神委身说你在小事上对神有忠心
？So what does God want you to do?
那神让你做的是什么
？Perhaps God wants you to confess your unfaithfulness.
也许神让你就是向他承认你是对神的不忠心。
Perhaps God wants you to find an accountability partner who will keep you accountable to remain faithful.
也许神让你找一个可以支持你的同伴来支持你保持对神的忠心。
Perhaps you need to give up something, whether it's something sinful or something.That's just becoming too much of a like an idol in your life because it's keeping you from being faithful.
啊，也许神要你放弃，可能也许是你啊的一些偶像，他们影响你对神的忠心。
If you're not a Christian today, you cannot remain faithful on your own.
如果你还不是基督徒的话呢，你可不可能对神忠心。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
And in 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone; the new has come."
在哥林多后书这样说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
In other words, if you want to be faithful in the small things, you need to become a Christian.
换句话说，如果你想要在小事上有忠心的话呢，你就要成为一个基督徒。
You need to admit that you are a sinner.
你要承认你是一个罪人。
You need to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of your sin.
你要相信耶稣为你死在十字架上，承担了你的刑罚。
You need to believe that Jesus rose again to give you eternal life.
你要相信耶稣他从死里复活。
And then God will come into your life, and He will give you the strength to be faithful. In the small things.
这样神就会进入到你的生命里面，使你可以对神在小事上有忠心。